The U.S. Census Bureau is gearing up for the 2010 count of the nation's population. Alaska traditionally has the lowest rate of response to the mail-in census survey, so this year there's a renewed effort to promote the forms. KMXT's Casey Kelly reports.
10 years ago, just 55% of Alaska households filled out the census form, compared to the national average of 65%. Eric Morrison works for the Census Bureau, explaining the process to communities around the state. From his office in Juneau, Morrison covers all of Southeast, as well as Dillingham and Kodiak. He also oversees efforts in the Northwest, Arctic, Interior, and Glen Allen regions. The greater the written response, the less direct counting the Census Bureau has to do. So Morrison says there's a big focus this year on getting people to fill out those forms.
We come a minimum of three times to each and every household if they haven't returned their questionnaire. And if you don't like to be bothered and, you know, you're watching Dancing with the Stars and you got somebody knocking on your door. So I encourage everybody to, once they get that questionnaire, mail it in and you'll never hear from the census person.
Last census, one in six households got a longer questionnaire asking for detailed socioeconomic data. This time, every resident will get a shorter form. The more detailed information will be collected annually through statistical samples taken during the census's American Community Survey. Morrison says even in some of the more remote parts of Alaska, they'll be pushing the mail-in forms.
We'll be doing update leave, which means that we'll be taking a questionnaire and leaving it on the doorknobs and giving them an ample opportunity to return them by mail.
Morrison's also helping communities set up what are called complete count committees, groups of volunteers who will help the census get accurate data. He says it can involve anyone from local elected officials to tribal leaders to social workers who work with traditionally undercounted populations like the homeless.
Everybody that breathes and eats and wants to become involved with the census will basically work with them in order to ensure a better count than we've had in the past.
The state of Alaska is also out there promoting the census. Department of Labor and Workforce Development research analyst Ingrid Zaruba says the state is forming its own complete count committee.
The idea being that each resident is counted where they live, and to make sure that people who do not get their census forms at their home address, that they make sure that they do get a census questionnaire and that they return it.
While the Census Bureau concentrates on the more remote parts of Alaska, Zaruba says the state will be promoting the census in urban areas. They're expecting to find people who primarily live in small Alaska Native villages, but spend at least part of the year in larger cities. Zaruba says the census requires a home address.
They may get a form in Anchorage, and if they were to fill it out, they should fill it out with their resident being in their residency based on the village or the community that they are from.
The census typically starts earlier in Alaska than the lower 48. Census workers will start door-to-door counts in the Northwest and Arctic regions in January. Written census forms should start arriving in mailboxes in February and March. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.